के खोलू हलसाई ली धरती ने भी अंगड़ाई लो प्रभु मिलन की रुत आई लो प्रभु मिलन की रुत आई Thank you.
भला कैसे
Hey. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his jewels of contentment children who always remain content. With the sparkle of each jewel of contentment, the sparkle everywhere looks so beautiful. Each jewel of contentment is loved so much by the Father. It is loved so much by the family, and also it loves itself too. All like contentment. Contentment always makes one feel to become full with attainments, because where there is contentment, there nothing is lacking. There no attainment is lacking. A contented soul has a natural nature of contentment. The power of contentment spreads its atmosphere automatically and easily everywhere. The face, the eyes, of a jewel of contentment. Also spread the wave of contentment in the atmosphere where there is contentment. There other specialities come automatically. At the confluence age, contentment is a special gift given by the Father. The stage of contentment makes one conquer any other situation, any other adverse situation, because situations keep on changing. But the power of contentment makes one remain stable in all situations. Whatever the situations may come in front, however, in front of a jewel of contentment, there is always progress every moment, that one sees everything as a game, as a puppet show between nature and Maya. Therefore, a contented soul is never distressed. The show of that situation makes it experience it to be like an entertainment. In order to experience everything as an entertainment, it is essential to make one's stage. As that of a detached observer, only the one who is in a detached stage will be able to experience this puppet show in the form of an entertainment. However much the scenes keep changing, but if one is seated on the seat of a detached observer, but a contented soul who is seated on the seat of a detached observer, changes that situation with the help of its self stage. Therefore, each one should check herself or himself whether am I always contented? Am I always content? Always, Baba is underlining the word always. Am I always content or am I content only sometimes? For every power, Bap Dada mentions for becoming, for being happy, Baba always says, in order to be double light, always remember this word, always, constant, always. If you say sometimes, actually this word sometimes is not there in the dictionary of Brahmins. The word sometimes is not there in the dictionary of Brahmins. Why? Because the meaning of contentment is having all attainments. Where there are all attainments, there, the word sometimes doesn't exist. Therefore, the ones who, therefore, are you the ones who experience contentment always? Or are you still making efforts on this? Baba is asking, did each one of you ask yourself this question? Did you check in yourself? all of you are the loving, cooperative, beloved, sweet, sweet children of the Father who are the self-transformers. Aren't you like that? Just as Baba is seeing you, are you too seeing yourselves in that way? Are you experiencing that? Raise your hand if you think that. Not sometimes, always. Those who are always contented. Raise your hand, yes, raise your hand high. If you say that you are always contented. Always, remember the word always. You're raising your hand very gradually. Baba is looking around. Most of the hands are raised. So Baba is looking around. Very good, very good. So, few are raising their hand, and that also after a thought, they are raising their hand gradually. But Bap Dada, has drawn your attention again and again. That look at both time and the self. Look at both time and the self. Samay and Swayam. Time and the self. The speed of the self and the speed of time. Check both of them. The speed of time and the speed of the self. Check both. If you all want to pass with honors, don't you? You all want to pass with honors, don't you? Ask yourself, am I Raj Dular or Raj Dulari, means the royal beloved child of the Father? Do you consider yourself to be Raj Dulara, the beloved royal child of the Father? Every day, what Yad Pyar does Baba give to you? Lovely. He calls you beloved, doesn't he? Who becomes beloved? Ladla means beloved. Who becomes beloved? Beloved is the one who follows the Father. The one who follows the Father becomes beloved. And to follow, is very, very, very easy. Three times Baba used the word very. It is not at all difficult. If you follow in one thing, then you follow in all other things easily, automatically. It is only one line. Which Baba reminds you of every day. One line. Baba reminds you of it every day. You remember that, don't you? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, your Father. It is only one line, is it not? And the soul who remembers, is the one who has received all the treasures. The soul who remembers is the one who has received all the treasures, and that soul cannot stay without serving other souls because it has so many treasures, unlimited treasures. You are the children of the bestower. A child of a bestower cannot stay without giving others. What title? Majority of you have. You are double foreigners. Baba is seeing the double foreigners and addressing to the double foreigners. So your title is double. You have a double word in your title. On seeing all of you, Bap Dada is so happy. Bap Dada is so happy on seeing all of you, and he sings a song automatically on seeing you. That Wow, how great are my children. How great you are. It is good. You have come from different countries, but in which aeroplane did you come in? Well, physically you came in different aeroplanes, but which aeroplane is Bab Dada seeing? You have come in the aeroplane of the great love for Bab Dada, and sitting in that plane, all of you have reached your beloved father's home. As you can see, there are over 2,000 double foreigners here. So Baba is giving so much love to them. Baba continues, today Bab Dada is giving a special blessing to all of you. Oh, my beloved children, oh, my lovely children, always become a jewel of contentment. The light of contentment in the world. Remain content and make others content. Many children say it's easy to stay content, but then to satisfy others, to make others contented, that is a little bit difficult. To satisfy others is a little bit difficult. It's easy to stay satisfied yourself. But Bab Dada knows if you want to satisfy every soul, the method for that is a very easy one is a very easy one. It's a very easy way. Supposing someone is not satisfied with you, or he remains dissatisfied with you, now that one is dissatisfied, but why do you get influenced by that dissatisfaction of his? If you say that he is dissatisfied with me, it means that you have been influenced by that dissatisfaction of his. You have the waste thought of it, don't you? That he is dissatisfied with me. Bap Dada has said that you have to give the good wishes and pure feelings. Baba has given you this mantra. Have good wishes and pure feelings for all. If you always are aware of this mantra, then you will not create waste thoughts in you. Even when you know that someone is such and such, but at that time make yourself detached. Don't be affected by his vibrations. So become detached and loving of the Father. Experience yourself to be that detached and loved by the Father. Then the detachment in you and the love from the Father will make your stage elevated, and that elevated stage of yours will affect that soul. But even if it doesn't affect that soul, it will definitely affect the atmosphere. It will spread, it will definitely spread in the atmosphere. Supposing somebody doesn't change, and you too are influenced by that soul, which keeps on increasing in the form of waste thoughts, then the same thought will spread in the whole atmosphere. This is why you become detached, become loved by the Father, and have thoughts of the benefit of that soul and keep good wishes and pure feelings for him. Many times children say, he made a mistake, didn't he? He made a mistake and therefore I had to tell him with force. At that time, your face and your mouth expresses that force. Well, he made a mistake, but when you showed your force, wasn't that also a mistake? Wasn't also that a mistake? He made a different mistake and you spoke with force. Which can be called as a trace of anger. Then is that right too? Is that right? Can something wrong correct something wrong? Can something wrong correct another something wrong? According to the present time, according to the present time, to make your words forceful, that is to speak with force. Is also wrong, and therefore you have to pay attention to that as well, because to speak loudly or forcefully or to speak with frustration and say that one is not changing, but if that one is not changing, and saying that that one is not changing, but then this also is a trace of the second vice, anger. You can say part of anger. It is said the words spoken from your mouth should be such as if flowers are being showered through your lips. Sweet words with a smiling face. Sweet words with a smiling face.
Meaty
with sweet attitude, sweet drishti, sweet relationship and relationships and contacts, everything sweet. This also is a method or basis of service. This is why, see the result. Supposing someone made a mistake. Yes, he's wrong. It's true, he is wrong. And with the aim of trying to make him understand, of course, there's no other aim. Your aim is very good, that you want to make him understand, you want to tell him, give him instructions on what he should do and what he should not do. You are trying to explain to him what is right, but then what do you see in the result? Does he change? Does he change? On the contrary, he's afraid of you and he's afraid of coming close to you. So whatever your aim was, that is not fulfilled. This is why your thoughts, your words, your contacts and relationships all should be always sweet, filled with sweetness, that is great. Because presently or at the present time, people want to see your practical life. If you serve through words, they do get influenced by your speech and come close to you. That benefit is there. However, The practical thing is sweetness. The practical thing is they see the sweetness in your words, your behavior, your face, your feelings. So whatever your activities are, from that they take the inspiration. Not merely from speech. And as the situation is changing day by day, the transformation is bound to come in them. Therefore, at such a time, with your face and you will have to serve more through your face and your activity, your behavior. This is why check yourself. Therefore, check yourself. To what extent do I have good wishes and pure feelings in my attitude and outlook? Have these become my natural nature in my sanskars? Pap Dada, wants to see every child of his become a victorious soul, victorious child, and be threaded in the rosary of victory. Therefore, do you also consider yourself to be the bead of the rosary? Do you think that you are going to become the bead of the rosary? Many children think that only the seniors, the instruments, they can come in the rosary of 108. Only those children can come in that rosary. But then Bap Dada has told you earlier as well that this 108 is praised in bhakti as a rosary of 108. But if each one of you will become the bead of the rose, of the rosary of the victorious, that Baba can, we can add more, you know, lines in that rosary. More rows in that rosary. In the rosary of Baba's heart, each one of you has a place in the rosary of his heart. This is the Father's guarantee to you. The only thing is that in your thoughts, words and actions and your behavior, face, in all that, make yourself victorious. Do you like this? Will you become that? Then Bap Dada's guarantee is there that you will definitely become the bead of the rosary of the victorious. Who wants to become the bead of the rosary? Who wants to become? And everyone raises his hand. Yes, Bap is looking around. So, Baba will add more strings in the rosary. Baba will start adding more strings in the rosary. Double foreigners like this. Don't you like it? You like this, what Baba is saying? To bring you in the rosary of the victorious is Baba's work. But then your work is to become victorious. Baba will bring you in that rosary. But for you, you have to become victorious. Is it difficult or easy? Do you find it difficult? Those who think it's difficult, raise your hand. No one is raising. No one raising? A few are. So Baba is saying yes. Baba is seeing a few hands. So those who are raising means, do you find it difficult? Bap Dada is saying that when you say Bap Dada or when you say Baba, then by saying Baba, won't you claim the Father's inheritance? When you say Baba, Father, that means you will get the inheritance too. So when you say Baba, won't you claim the inheritance, as all of you are heirs to the inheritance? And then, and also Baba has made everything so easy for you. Baba has given you the inheritance in a second. You accepted, you recognized that this one is your father, is your Baba. You said Baba, and Baba said, you are my child. So, when you become the child, you automatically become an heir. You say Baba, don't you? All of you say one word, Baba, don't you? What do you say? My Baba, don't you say? Yes, you all say my Baba. Say my Baba. Yes, raise your hand when you say my Baba. So when you say my Baba, that means it's also my inheritance, isn't it? When you say my Baba, it also means my inheritance too. It is bound to come with that. And what is the inheritance? And what is the inheritance? Well, become like the father, Bab Saman, to become victorious. Bab Dada noticed that amongst the double foreigners, majority love to hold hands when they walk. They love to hold hands. This is the fashion. Double foreigners love to hold each other's hand and walk. So now also Bab Dada says, now what is Bab Dada's hand? Baba doesn't have physical hands. To hold Baba's hand, which is that hand of Baba? Which hand? It is the hand of Shrimat. Shrimat is the hand of Baba, which you hold. So just as when you hold, you love to hold someone's hand and walk. Similarly, hold the hand of Shrimat of Baba and move forward. Is it difficult? You saw Brahma Baba. You saw the practical example of his, how at every step he moved according to Shrimat, and this is why he became a complete angel and reached the destination, didn't he? He became an avyakt angel. So you have to follow the father. Shrimat in everything, from morning when you wake up till night. From morning till night, there is Shrimat for every action Bab Dada has given to you. How to wake up, how to move along, how to do actions, what type of thoughts to create in your mind. How to make time be used in a worthwhile way, even what you have to do at night, that too Baba has given you Shrimat for that too. What to think, for that too Baba is giving you Shrimat. So just follow Brahma Baba. Bab Dada has deep love for you. Vijay Bap Dada cannot bear to see that even one child of his doesn't become the king or is not a royal child. Bap Dada cannot bear to see that, because Bap Dada sees every child as a self-sovereign. Therefore, do not forget your self-sovereignty. Samjha, did you understand? Bap Dada has given you the signal again and again that time is going to become more and more delicate and things will happen suddenly. This is why become ever ready. Experience the stage of being bodiless. This experience of bodilessness is very essential. However busy you may be, but in spite of being busy, spare 1 second and become bodiless and practice becoming bodiless in that second. Do this practice from now onwards and you may say, we stay so busy, we get so busy, or we are so busy. Well, supposing, however busy you may be, supposing you are thirsty, what will you do? You will drink water, won't you? Why? Because you understand, you know that you are thirsty and therefore it is very necessary to drink water. Similarly, from time to time, become bodiless. That is, stay in the stage of a soul. Practice becoming soul conscious. This also is very, very necessary, because in the coming times, the upheavals everywhere, there will be upheavals everywhere, and in the midst of those upheavals you have to stay in your stable stage, and therefore you need the practice of staying stable for a long period of time. If you don't practice it now, then at the time of those upheavals, how will you be able to maintain a stable stage? during the whole day you will have to spare 1 or 2 minutes and check yourself. That according to the time, can I become bodiless? Can I become soul conscious whenever I want to? So not only check, but then also change yourself. So practice this again and again. And if you check, revise again and again, then your stage will become a natural stage. Then it will become a natural, stable stage. You have love for the Father. In this, all of you will raise your hand if Baba asks, don't you? You all have love for Baba? Raise your hand if you have. Yes. Full. Everyone. Is it full love or half love? Not half love, no. It's full, no? So if the love is full, then what is your promise? What is the promise you have made to Baba that we will go along with you? You will become bodiless and go with Baba, won't you? Or will you go behind him? You will go along with him. And you will also stay with Baba for some time in the soul world, won't you? And then? And then? Come down with Brahma Baba's soul in the first birth. Is it not? Isn't this your promise to Baba? Raise your hand if this is your promise. Huh? Oh. Okay, you can at least nod, yes. You'll get tired raising your hand again and again. So at least nod in front of Baba, not to Baba. So when you have to accompany Baba, you have to go with Baba and not be behind Baba. Then you have to be together with him. Then with whom will Baba be, or whom will Baba take with him? He will take only those who are like him, won't he? He will take only those who are Bab Saman. Baba also doesn't like to go alone. He likes to go with the children. So, all of you are ready, aren't you, to go? Okay, not to Baba. You are ready to go with Baba? Along with him, yes? You are ready to go with... All of you will go with him? So all of you are ready to go with Baba home? Yes, yeah, not now. When Baba goes, then you will go with Baba. Not now. Now you have to go back to your country. Yes, Baba will order. Become completely detached and loved by the Father. Baba will ring the bell and you all will go along with Baba. So you are prepared, aren't you? The sign of love is to go along with Baba. To go together with Baba. Okay. Bap Dada is experiencing everyone to be near him, even though they may be physically far. Equipments of science can make far things seem closer, then even Bap Dada can see the children in front of him, even in spite of being far away in distance. You are not far away. You are merged in Bap Dada's heart. According to the program, Bap Dada Bap Dada merges all the children who have come according to their program, in his heart, in his eyes, and Bap Dada is seeing them to be so close that you not only are close now, but you will also be close when returning home. You will be close at home, and you will also be close in the new kingdom with the Father. So, during the whole day, what type of drill will you do? You can do it right now. In 1 second, become soul conscious. Even as you see your body, you can go beyond and become bodiless. You can become detached and loved by the Father. You can experience this, can't you? So right now, in 1 second, become bodiless. अच्छा ओके In this way, from time to time during the whole day, spare even 1 minute, if not more, and make this practice strong, firm. Whatever the children, whatever plans the children, plans or programs, the children from Bharat and foreign lands have made, Baba is referring to the meeting. They are very good, Bap Dada. Saw everything, Bap Dada heard everything too. In between, Bap Dada would come during your meetings and would visit you. So Bap Dada is happy to hear everything. It is good y'all sat together and discussed on different topics about transformation in the future, the plans which you made for that. Baba likes, Bap Dada likes them. But whatever plans you have made for the future, you have to bring in a practical form and those who will bring them in a practical form, and to them, Bap Dada will give them a special gift. So, those of Bharat and those of foreign lands sat together and discussed on different topics, and Baba is giving you more topics. So Baba liked all the topics very much, and you had the enthusiasm in you to give benefit to all. That was very good, which Bap Dada noticed. Also, Bap Dada has told you that instead of using the word double foreigners, you should be given the title double effort makers. Bap Dada Bap Dada wishes to see all of you children as hero actors, as real hero actors playing your hero roles. Bap Dada wishes to show all of you as hero actors in front of the whole world. So you have come yourselves physically. Many have sent letters. Those who couldn't come, they sent letters. They have sent their signs too. Bap Dada saw everything, what you all have sent for Baba. We were sent Yaad Pyar letters, emails, whatever you have sent for Bap Dada. To everyone, along with their names, Bap Dada is seeing them in front of him and giving the return of that Yaad Pyar multi-million fold. Though you may be far away in physical distance, but you are merged in Baba's heart. To the whole Brahmin family. The whole Brahmin family is happy to see how children from 100 countries are sitting here, have come together in one place. So in this gathering there are brothers and sisters from 100 countries. How beautiful this gathering looks. From wherever you have come, but you have come to your home, to your family. You met your other family members too, along with meeting Bap Dada. This is why, as this is double foreigner's turn, Bap Dada is talking to double foreigners in particular. See, Baba has given you a special turn. Therefore, as you've got a special turn, you should now, you'll have to fly, Baba saying. You don't have to walk, you have to fly. And double fast efforts. Yeah, this is your name now. Double fast effort makers. Double fast effort makers group. Not just fast effort makers, double fast effort makers group. As it is, people like variety things, don't they? So you also have come from variety countries. And become one gathering in one place. This scene looks so beautiful. You can't see from, you can't see, but I can, Baba can see all of you. Okay, you're watching on the TV. Achha, achha. So, see? The science is for your service. It is helping you to make good efforts. When you will become complete, then this science will also finish. It will become refined and come in your kingdom. There will be refined means of science in golden age which will serve you there, but they will not cause any trouble. You can see on the screen. All those who became instrumental in making the plans and also brought in a practical form, all those teachers, all those who were participants in that global initiative, I think, are all the teachers, all the foreign teachers. Baba wants you to stand up. All those in the meeting and also the instrument teachers, the center coordinators, the NCs, CCs, maybe Baba is wanting all the teachers to stand up. So I was looking around and seeing everyone. To all the instrument serviceable group, to all in this instrument serviceable group, Bab Dada is giving you special love and remembrance. You were invited and you accepted the invitation and came immediately. You became present for that too. Congratulations, congratulations. Okay, you may sit down. Now, all the double foreigners, the brothers, all the brothers stand up. All the Pandavas, double foreigners, brothers, the Pandav army. What a cha, very good, Papa's waving at you. Here also. Very good. What is the praise of the speciality of Pandavas? The praise of the speciality of Pandavas is that they became special only when they took the company of the father. they took the company of Pandavapati, the father of the Pandavas, and became victorious. And therefore, Pandavas, always remember that we Pandavas are in the company of Pandavapati, the lord of the Pandavas. We are in his company and we are his companions. And what is your title? You are not ordinary Pandavas, but you are victorious Pandavas. Whenever Pandavas will be remembered or are remembered, they are remembered as victorious Pandavas. So you are the same victorious Pandavas, aren't you? How many times have you become victorious? Many times. You have become victorious and you will continue to become victorious many, many times in the future too. It's a good group. Sit down. You may sit down. Okay. Now, everyone, whether you belong to this land or other lands, all the Shiv Shaktis, all the sisters, mothers, kumaris, teachers, all the Shiv Shaktis, everybody from this land or from other lands, see, this the gathering of Shiv Shaktis is bigger. That means more Shiv Shaktis than the Pandavas. What is your speciality? What is the speciality of the Shiv Shaktis? You Shiv Shaktis have so much relationship with the Father that even as your memorial, you are called Shiv Shaktis. Your relationship with the Father is so intense, so strong that for half a kalpa, you are remembered as Shiv Shaktis. And at this time, you are with Shiva the Father and you are also his companions. Whenever Bap Dada sees his serviceable daughters or sons, his children, he is so proud of them. He says, wow, my world transformers, companion children, you're great. So Baba met everyone according to the time. There has to be a change. Bap Dada has to make this chariot also move along, is it not? Baba has to see this chariot too. This child, Baba is referring to Gulzar's child, Gulzar Dadaradi. Baba is saying, this child has played a very good role of merging Bap and Dada in her body. Nearly 40 years. This part. This is the 39th year. Isn't it a wonder? It's a wonder of this avyakt part for more than 39 years. This part has been going on in this body. Bap Dada, to both of them, Baba is calling to who? Neelu and Hansa, Daddy Gulzar and Daddy Janki's assistants, Neelu Ben and Hansa, Daddy Janki and Daddy Gulzar's assistant, and there are other companions too, but these two have understood the how to make the chariots work of Gulzar Dadi and Janki Dadi work, and Dadi Janki is saying, yeah, she is so happy. The others, companions too. Other companions to raise a hand? Yes, yes, Praveena. Praveena is raising a hand. And Baba is giving drishti to Hansa and Neelu. You have understood the pulse of the body of Dadi Janki. So I was referring to both of them. And therefore, you have played a very good part in that. And you continue to play this part. Okay, everyone sit down. All those teachers from Bharat who have come on the special invitation, they stand up. All the big teachers, Ramesh Bhai invited them. The Pandavas are also here. The Pandavas too, who came specially on an invitation, they too stand up.
Be honest.
Bap Dada as well as those of Bharat understand that you have a special part to play. You have taken so much sustenance from the Father and you are also giving the return of that sustenance to other souls. Those who become instruments for giving sustenance, they get an extra fortune as well, whether it's the Pandavas or the Shaktis. But all those who play a special part of giving sustenance, they get extra fortune. Their line of fortune shines on their forehead. In Bharatvasi season, Bap Dada will ask for the homework, which zone came number one, not center, but which zone. Even it could be even Madhuban. Madhuban too is in this race. Who will become number one? The homework which Bap Dada has given to you, Baba will ask the result of that. Though there isn't much time left for the Indian season to begin, but still the transformation can come even now. It won't take long. The only thing needed is a determined thought. Even those of Madhuban have got a chance to take the number in the front. It is good, Bap Dada is happy. You got a double lottery. You got a lottery, Baba is telling these sisters and brothers, the seniors, that you got a lottery because you have come in a double foreigners meeting. And you have been able to meet the double foreigners too. See, the souls have come from so many hundred countries. And to meet all of them, to meet them and to also meet the Father. And also make programs. So lucky, Baba is telling these sisters, CDS. Okay, you may sit down. So Baba met everyone, didn't he? You won't say that Baba didn't meet me. Baba met everyone. With your pure feelings, your blessings, this chariot is also moving along.
Just
the nourishment of your love for this child, Baba is referring to Gulzar Dadi. The nourishment of your love is making this chariot move along. The child tells the father, the child means Gulzar Dadi sometimes tells Baba, you know, there's a saying that as the Brahmin was going along on the path, he was caught. So like Baba got hold of her and made her his chariot. So but this child doesn't say that she was caught, but then Baba has used her chariot. But then Baba also has to see to her health. All of you are satisfied, aren't you? All of you are satisfied, aren't you? Baba is probably referring that you won't come on the stage to take drishti. So Baba will not be able to meet separately. Bhaktada smiles when he sees the part going on through this body. It was Dadi who made this chariot instrument. You know, at the beginning when Baba became avyakt, there was a question, who would be the chariot? Because Dadi Gulzar used to go into trance, but then it wasn't that she would be the medium for Baba Dada to come. So Baba told Dadiji, you choose, you select which trans messenger you want. And Dadiji selected Gulzar Dadi. So that's what Baba is saying, that Dadiji was very courageous and she chose this chariot. So Baba Dada knows that the time which is going to come in the future will be quite a time of upheavals. You will have to give sakash to everyone. And whilst giving sakash to others, your efforts will also become intense. In a short time, through your sakash, you will have to give all the powers to other souls through your sakash in a short time, because in such delicate times, because only when you give sakash in such delicate times to as many souls you can, whether to few or to more, as much sakash you give to souls, that many bhagats of yours will be created. Bhagats of copper age and iron age will be created. Devotees will be created. Therefore, at the confluence age, you are also creating your devotees. because whatever you have given to them, peace and happiness, that will merge in their hearts. And in the form of devotion, they will give the return to you of that. Okay. Baba is giving you aap pyar. To all the light of Bap Dada's eyes everywhere. To all the souls who are the support of the world and salvage the souls of the world. To the master, dispellers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness. World transformer children. Lots and lots of love from the heart, love and remembrance from the heart, and multi-million blessings. Please accept all this, Baba Singh. Okay, now continue the program, Baba is saying. So, Shashi Ben is gone on the stage. And other dadis will go on the stage too.